Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here. Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio. Tune in. Simple Radio and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Tuesday into a Wednesday, and we will clean out the sports closet of our mind. Big week. Derby coming up on Saturday. 150th run for the Roses. Dick Girardi, longtime Philadelphia scribe. He'll be in here on Thursday. Tomorrow, Jim Lampley comes back. He's got a pay-per-view event over the weekend, and away we go. Where do we start? Look, the Lakers' demise, no surprise, 4-1. Jamal Murray, a former Kentucky star, kid out of Kitchener, Ontario. They make great hockey players north of the border. They got some great hoop players, too. They really do. Murray, second game in the series. Nuggets, I watched the post-game press conference with Coach Malone. He nailed it. I mean, this is a team on a mission, very much motivated as defending champions. And now we get ready for a real, I think it's going to be a rock fight. I really do. I think it'll go 7. T-Wolves will not have Coach Chris Finch. He'll be in the locker room talking to one of his assistants. Patella tendon surgery. That's going to be an awkward situation. Who knows? Perhaps they can use that as a little bit of a motivating thing. Celtics, here we go. You know, just when they're living large, commanding now 3-1 lead. Porzingis out 5. I don't think you can sound a 5-alarm cause celeb yet. Porzingis, he's delicate. I mean, he is. And it plays in that whole injury theme. Kawhi Leonard, Lillard, Giannis, Randall, the backcourt for Miami, both Butler and Rozier. I mean, it's just on and on and on with these injuries. Takes so much start, so much of really the juice out of these NBA playoffs. But away we go. The hockey's good. I'm going to do a little chatter later on the TNT studio show. Man, I love it. I really do. You know, they break down games till 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, you're in a hotel room in Boston. You get, you know, finish watching the Celtics. You watch the Stars, Dallas get 2-2 with Vegas. And then you get Charles, Shaq, Kenny the Jet, and Ernie entertaining you into the night. So do a little bit on TNT. A lot of sports news. Baseball as we come back here on Sports Overnight.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, rates, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, sorry in the world of sports, Tuesday into a Wednesday. And, boy, we talked the injury theme, baseball now, Trout. They're not saying season-ending surgery or anything, but Mike Trout's out for a while, too. He's been really in the post-Ohtani scenario out there in Orange County. He gave the Angel fans a little bit something to get excited about, but now he's out for a while. Update on Porzingis. Kristaps will be out several games. One way to look at that, Celtics will take care of the Heat. Then they'll get the winner of Cleveland. Orlando heavily favored no matter how that series shakes out. I think the winner tonight is obviously going to be up 3-2 and should likely finish that deal there. So away we go. Migraine, no shoot around for game 5, Madison Square Garden, New York City for Embiid. A lot of people, you know, listen to some people, you get a sense of it, you know, I think Philly's really going to come out with an extra grind after the weekend, you know, the Sunday, you know, crowd being very, very pro Nick, not only in numbers, but their octaves in the stands. The histrionics before, during, after the game. We shall see. I think the Knicks are going to finish him off. I really do. I'll probably be wrong. You know, take my picks and run the other way, right? But I just don't see it. I just don't. You got Embiid limping across the finish line. You know, Maxey, you know, is a hell of a, he is a hell of a shooter. You know, is he the old Hersey Hawkins? I date myself a little bit. Yeah, Hersey could go off for 40, 35, whatever. We shall see, but I don't know. But the minute I say that, hey, the Sixers will rally tonight. Nick Nurse will have them ready. Listen, they blew game 2 in this series. As you know, they went back home 0-2 down. They got game 3 when Embiid went nuts with 50. That was a rough and tumble game. We shall see. As we're talking to you late night into the wee hours of the morning, I think Jeff and Jen and Daniel in the overnights are going to be probably highly likely talking about the Knicks moving on. And there's just so many potentially really juicy scenarios, both on the ice and on the hardwood, both NBA and the NHL. So there you go. Celtics, look, Derek White, 38. Miami's just, you know, what can you say? The Celtics are beating up on an undermanned team. I mean, it's just there's real no excitement there. The fact that you know, Miami got the split up in Boston, and while they quickly squandered what little home court advantage they enjoyed for less than a day or two with an off day in between, it's over. Celtics should take care of it in five. But we'll get to you know, a lion's share of some of these matchups, because I do think there is some potentially really good stuff and probably a few upsets coming down the pike. We shall see. Let me jump over to the puck last night, and then I'll finish up this opening segment with a little bit of baseball, something that happened and then something that could happen. And then I'm going to jump headlong into the playoffs, and we'll finish up with a little TV talk, a little media talk. Obviously, the new studio show, CBS NFL Today. We kind of hit on that yesterday, but boy, the, you know, Barkley, Kenny the Jet, Shaq, Ernie, they're having just, you know, right now it's about injuries. But I thought last night was a real high watermark for them in breaking down early, just getting the first glimpse, fresh off the Nuggets knocking out the Lakers, getting the first glimpse and going through the X's and O's with the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. So we'll have a little fun with that. But on the ice, look, 0-2 down, and you know, I have a lot of respect. Brock Hines, he said to me, "Don't fall in love with the Dallas Stars. They're frauds." He really came down hard on them. Nice to see even Hines. He can have a bad day or week, but the Dallas has shown goaltending last night was great. Penalty kills, very good. Got the lead. I mean, fell down 2-1. I want to say, then quickly got it back 2-2, 3-2. Got the empty netter late 4-2. Who held on a barrage. I mean, Vegas. They really did. 2-2 back to Dallas. The home ice has been really the death knell in this opening Western Conference round series with the Stars and the Golden Knights. So 2-2 back to Dallas. Now it looks like, you know, you wouldn't even be stunned if the Stars were to rally and rip off two more and keep the mojo going and close them out 4-2. Vegas came in limping and raised and arched a lot of eyebrows when they went up 2-0 in the series, especially winning both the opening game one and games, plural, as in games one and two at American Airlines Center in Dallas. So great job for a while there out of the Golden Knights, but I think they're in a real tight spot. Bruins, listen, tonight, You do not – listen, Austin Matthews been under the weather here a little bit. There we go again. Sickness, injuries, it's all part of it. Very interested to see if Boston cannot let Toronto get this one. They really have to go for the killer knockout punch tonight. Put them out of their misery. Do what Denver did to the Lakers. You know, I think we'll see a tight game. I think this will be possibly the game of the night. I want to see Nashville, see if they show any guts on the road. Or maybe back home against Vancouver, down 3-1. They're in a world of trouble. Islanders are just a matter of time. We're going to see Carolina and the Rangers in the next round, which I have an opinion on that too. But where I'll go with you right now is the Bruins, really, knockout punch. We know what Toronto's strength is. If they get a penalty, or, you know, you get a penalty and you're playing a man short, they make you pay. Their power play is very, very well. One of the best, if not the best. I don't have the percentages nor numbers in front of me, but I will tell you anecdotally, Toronto with a power play is lethal. And if they get the early, get that early opportunity and cash in on it, their goaltending, Samsonov hasn't been horrible, but the Bruins right now, opportunistic, a lot of scrambles in front of the nets. The Bruins have played the way they have to play. They've really lunch-pailed this series en route to the 3-1 lead. Do I think the Bruins will squander this series? I don't, but I'll tell you, if they lose tonight, Tuesday into a Wednesday, we're going to have a different feeling and possibly a different conversation. All right, let me give you a couple quick hits. Loved it last night. I mean, loved it. Got the alert on my phone. You had Miller and Freed dueling Atlanta and Seattle. Listen, interleague game. It's late April. Nothing to get too wound up about. It was a great pitching matchup. I love these. You got dueling no-nos. You're, You're getting into the late inning, and then, you know, some scrappiness. Atlanta, you know, you give them a lead. They get a weird, you know, infield hit. Then they get a base RBI double, one zip. And yet, you know, Seattle stayed the course here. They had a bases loaded, one out situation, bottom eight. Come on, Mariners, tie the game, would you please? No. Atlanta gets out of it. They go to the pen. We get to the bottom of the ninth. They get a single. And then Garver unleashes third home run of the year, a walk-off. It was a tremendous game. Look, I'm channel flipping. I got the MLB thing going. I'm in the Boston hotel late at night watching puck. I'm watching NBA. I throw it over to baseball and away we go. And I'll tell you, if I ever need an excuse to hang around Boston for one more night, and the weather didn't look great, and I don't know what the weather situation is, but I would have paid, and no qualms, Giants, Logan Webb tonight, Chris Well for the Red Sox. You can go to the bank with this. Logan Webb will have a very, very, I think, solid outing in the back bay of Boston tonight against the Red Sox. Off day Monday after the Red Sox played a home series with the Cubs where they had one game went on Saturday, 17 zip, kind of a crazy game there. Then the Sunday night baseball win. Interesting. Giants and Webb. I want to see him. American League Park, Fenway, Hitters Park. Let's see how he does. We shall keep an eye on that. All right, more NBA talk, more NHL. We'll do some TNT, some CBS, NFL Today talk. We got a lot to get to here. A Tuesday into a Wednesday across the country on iHeart. Tune in and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. All part of Sports Byline Broadcast and Sports Overnight. We're coming back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, well, our MASH unit report, I mean, it could be sponsored by any medical center or any town USA. It's unbelievable. Trout is torn meniscus, no timetable for return. And I think in the last, is it 4 or 5 years, I don't think he's played in 100 games, or he maybe has in one season. He has just been injury ravaged. And he was off to a great start this year. So you got that. Astros send Abreu out. He's going down to the farm. Not so much injuries, but probably a bruised ego, and it's got some static in the attic. He looks confounded. So the Astros, and it's been, they're painful to watch right now. So Jose is off to West Palm Beach. He's going to work with Single A and try to get his head together. Porzingis now out several games. You know, these calf strains, every time I hear that injury, you know, calf strain, I think, well, you know, what are these guys talking about? I mean, can't you play through an injured calf? Apparently not, especially basketball. You know, your plant foot, your leg, whatever, even if it's your non-plant foot, extremely painful, one of the most nagging injuries. So I was one of these, you know, from, you know, just that, come on, you got to play hurt. You got to play through it. I guess these calf injuries and foot injuries obviously are very difficult because you can't push off. You can't launch. So Porzingis out. What else do we got? Head coach Chris Finch feel terrible. I mean, you see that collision on the sideline, just absolutely ruptured his patella. Now surgery, locker room, no mobility on the bench. He's an active coach. You know, he and Nick Nurse, I remember being in the G League doing games and watching these guys go at it. Finch was down at Rio Grande Valley. Nurse was up in Iowa with the then Iowa Energy, now the Iowa Wolves, championship game we did down at Rio Grande. And these coaches, you know, both journeyman coaches. Finch later left the G League. Back then it was the D League. I think he was on the Rockets bench, and really a journeyman guy who worked down in the trenches, a extremely, extremely gifted coach, hardworking. I don't know. That one bothers me. If I'm a T-Wolves fan, this one bothers me. You know, that not having the coach, what does it do? Does it fracture the fluidity? Does it cause a communication breakdown? Does it just throw you off your game when you look over to the bench and there's, you know, it's not the coach, it's the assistant. You know, look at these are, you know, highly decorated, highly refined athletes, and things can throw little small things can throw them off. They can. So this will be interesting to see. Now, could it be a rallying point? I suppose. And we'll get into T-Wolves and the Nuggets here in a moment, because I think this could be a classic series. You know, as far as the Bucks are concerned, you got to think this is probably it for them. Lillard, Giannis, I mean, you know, Doc Rivers, the coaching, speaking of coaching situation, look at that mess they had. So you had that, then you got Doc Rivers in there. That he never really resonated with the Bucks. Who knows where they're going to go with that situation. And now we're getting word out of LA. It's probably, you know, that's it for Darvin Ham. LeBron's got to the end of June. His option is 51, almost 52 million. You got the Bronny situation. Who knows where that, and I tell you that is one topic I could care less about. Let the games, let the excitement on the courts and on the rinks, on the ice, let that be the talk through May and June. Could we please free agency and where LeBron's going to go? Ouch. I can't handle it. So there you go. Mac Jones. Jags, thanks, but no thanks. Declined his fifth-year option. So that's where we're going with you know, the cleaning out the sports closet of your mind. We've just got a ton of injuries and other situations, coaching and volatile situations, and away we go. All right, Minnesota and Denver. You know, first glance, you say to yourself, you know, who's going to guard Edwards? Who are they going to put on? You know, it's going to be Aaron Gordon, right? I mean, that's the guy. And then what are we going to see out of Karl Anthony Towns? This is a huge guy who's got to do some, you know, banging down in the low block. It's not what he likes to do. He shoots a ton of threes. He's got a very high percentage. I think it's over 45% from three. So the big cat can drain threes, as so too can the Joker. But this is going to be a bellwether series for Karl Anthony Towns and Edwards in particular. I just think this series is going to, and I hope Finch can, you know, maybe miss a game or two. I'd hate to see that be a real factor. It shouldn't be, but, you know, you just don't know. But that is going to be, I think, potentially a great series. The minute I say that, you know, Denver wins it in five, I'll be taking the egg off my face. But something tells me this is going to be a real, you know, slobber knocker. It's going to get physical. Edwards can go off with the best of them. This Denver team, Murray, I mean, my gosh, I mean, big shot. You know where the ball's going, right? I mean, you know, it's almost counterintuitive. You say, well, they're going to go to get it down in the low block to the Joker. No one's going to stop him down there. That's not the case. Murray just demands that ball. Everybody clears out. He gets one-on-one, and what does he do? Jab, step, pull back, hits, you know, twice. I mean, and it's just phenomenal. Coach Malone said it well. You know, this is a guy who is really starting to establish himself as a superstar and a guy that just demands the ball in that moment and thrives on it. Some players don't like it. You know, we obviously knew what Jordan and Bird were like. You know, they wanted the ball in crucial moments. Isaiah Thomas was a lot like that back in the day. He wanted that ball with a game on the line. And that's what your great players do. And that's not a slight of the Joker. I mean, this guy, I mean, he's a immovable force when he gets it going. Gets it going, and then just he's got good hands, and he can obviously hit threes. And very physical, impossible to stop when he gets it going. The only way to stop him is to take a charge, and I don't see a lot of guys in the NBA lining up opposite of the Joker in Denver that fashion and enjoy taking a charge from him. It's going to be interesting. So, yeah, I would put that – I want to go with, you know, kind of the fairy tale storyline. Game 7, Denver, tied 3-3, topsy-turvy series, comes down to the last possession, blah, blah, blah. You know what? We'll see. Hard to forecast that. I think, though, all the ingredients are there. We know that. All the ingredients are there for a great series. Now, Denver's Minnesota, not so much. Last time, I think, out in five. So, you know, similar to what the Lakers just went through after the Lakers got swept a year ago. So I will hope, and I'll go with kind of the fairy tale wish of a seven-game series, and I'd love to see the Wolves steal it. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be something? Seriously. In a hockey-mad state, to see Minnesota possibly get to the NBA Western Conference Final would be something else. All right, let's get to the Knicks-Sixers. You know, we can beat this, you know, storyline, but the fan bases, it's New York. Embiid does not hit the shoot-around. Migraine, Bell's palsy, numbness, droopiness in the face, a viral infection tends to, you know, flush the system eventually, but leaves you fatigued. Leaves you with migraines. It just, to me, 2-2, you know, if we're playing this game 5 tonight at 2-2, I could see, I'm stating the obvious, I could see a much better scenario. Philly right now just has no margin of error. They don't. And so what you see evolving tonight, and, you know, we'll keep an eye on it through the late night and the early hours of the morning and breaking down the post game. What are you going to see? You're going to see Brunson coming off a career game. Now, historically, and it's not like I chart it, but he has shown what many players do. After a game like that, Brunson could be easily, you know, bouncing in a negative way to where he, you know, 21 or 24. Still relatively decent outputs, but I think they're going to need, you know, upwards of 25, 30 out of him. You know, Hart is just a grinding defender. On a night where Brunson maybe not hitting from the perimeter, DiVincenzo is very dangerous. You know, the Nova Knicks, as we like to call the three Philadelphia guys. I think the Knicks really, seriously, they do not want any part of letting this game get away tonight. Because guess what? Then it's Philadelphia. And then you're staring down a barrel of potentially a game seven. So the Knicks, you know, you get that commanding 3-1 lead. It goes out the window if you don't finish the deal. It really does. Because that way you got, now Philly gets a little confidence. They got something to prove going back home. Needless to say, the Knicks want to take full advantage. And this is where Thibodeau, and I love Tibbs. I mean, look at his Boston year, Salem State, New Britain, Connecticut. You know, another one of these coaches like Nurse and Finch and others. You know, Jim Rat. I mean, the guy never got married. He married to basketball. Absolute Jim Rat. Celtics bench. Great job in Chicago. T-Wolves, Knicks. This is his dream job, being a Connecticut guy. And he'll be coaching tight. You mark my words. He's an intense coach. Hell of a coach. But he'll be coaching tight tonight. So this one will get us going here. And then we get into the later matchups, and we'll get into those when we come back on the other side. All right. Well, I'll tell you about American Premium Vodka, right? American Premium Vodka. Drink responsibly. Use and consume responsibly. And that is APV, American Premium Vodka. American made. Check it out. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline Broadcast. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, welcome back here, Sports Overnight America, into the late night, 3 hours of the morning, and Derby Talk. We'll do that on Thursday into Friday this week. Dick Girardi, a longtime Philadelphia writer, really good on the blood horses, if you will, the bloodlines of the great classic distance. First time three-year-olds go a mile and a quarter the first Saturday in May, 150th renewal of the Kentucky Derby under the fabled twin spires at Churchill Downs. So Dick Girardi, I'll throw this out here, a couple storylines. We'll do more on Thursday and more on post Derby on Saturday night, but two storylines. A Midwestern horse, of course, I'm gonna show my allegiance, the Albaugh, Albaugh, Albaugh Family Stables, Dennis Albaugh and Jason Luch, trainer Brad Cox. They have Catching Freedom. So make a note of that. The other one is the horse's name is Resilience. And interestingly enough, owned by the late Martin Wygod, who just passed away, Marty Wygod, back on April 12th. His daughter, Rebecca, has taken over. And this horse is just really peaking at the right time. It's really a three-year-old that is rounding into form. So we're just throwing this out here. We understand it's, maybe just $2, a little fun. Bet with your head, not over it. We know what's going on in our world today with legalized gambling in 38 of our states, so on and so forth. Not going to get on that soapbox. But I will say, it should be there's some Sierra Leone is the second favorite, field of 20. Brad Cox had a horse today scratch out. Encino will not go. There will be another horse that'll draw in, so we'll get a full 20 that'll go to post at about 7:20 Eastern time on Saturday. And weather could be a factor. I checked the early weather forecast. Oaks Friday, where the three-year-old fillies go to post, some thunderstorms and about a 40 to 50% chance. And we could see some pop out thunderstorms. Tis the time of year, right? With all the tornadic activity we've seen in the lower Midwest and the upper Midwest too, Oklahoma, Texas, obviously Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, and parts of Illinois had a very, very rough weekend. And I just do want to say something real quick. Towards that end here, Minden, Iowa, a EF3, terrible, one loss of life, injuries, a town just devastated, just wiped off the, literally wiped off the map. Minden, Iowa, town of about 600. These are very, very small towns, hardworking people, and it's very tragic. Some of the footage that we've had to see on our local news here is just, it's been very, very difficult to watch. So, our thoughts go out to them and some people, obviously, over in Nebraska, eastern Nebraska, western Iowa. It was really a rough weekend for those people. So we wanted to mention that. All right, let's get to where do we want to start? Well, back to the Derby real quick. Again, weather could be an issue. I like a couple flyers, have a little fun with this for entertainment purposes only. 150th Run for the Roses. It's a great day. It's a slice of Americana. You don't have to sit there and watch races. You just hunker down. In the last hour or two Saturday night, a lot of people are out for dinner. What do the restaurants do? They throw the game up on a big screen or a plasma, and you get to watch what they say is the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. So we shall see on that. All right, let's get to let's go through it as you'll be listening into the late night wee hours of the morning. This is my not so delicate way of sticking my neck out there and having a little fun with some picks. You know, these aren't for gambling purposes. This is just a hunch. I think the Knicks find a way. I do. I think this will be, you know, predictably a one possession game late, Madison Square Garden. Philly's not going to roll over. Their coach, you know, Coach Nick Nurse, chip on his shoulder. Coaches his rear end off. He'll coach right down to the waning moments. Bitter pill. The last time his team was in that building, you know, horrible stretch. The final 27 seconds. The game's over. What do? Give up a hoop. They give up a spot up three after a miss, a stolen inbounds pass. The league admits the last thing you want as a coach, having endured that, is then have the league come out the next day and say, "Oh yeah, your guy Tyrese Maxey was not only fouled once, he was fouled twice." And with that, you get absolutely nothing, and you go back to Philadelphia down 0-2. And then you get it to 2-1. Embiid goes off for 50, and then you collapse on Sunday. You play miserably. You can't make a shot down the stretch. You miss your last, 10 shots? I mean, it's like they put cellophane over the rim. You just sealed off the cylinder, and the Sixers couldn't buy a bucket, ended up losing the game. I think you'll be looking Cleveland probably at Rocket Mortgage. We'll be talking late night, early hours of the morning, but a Cavalier victory to go up 3-2. Listen, they've been shaky. They have been shaky. They, too, like every other team, you're in April, and now it's into May, you're in the playoffs, you're banged up, been a long year. I could see Cavaliers winning by 30, losing by 30. This is a, you know, you got Wagner, who's a pretty decent player in the middle. Banchero, you know, he's talented. Suggs, you got to get some consistency out of him, but Jalen can be up and down all over the place. If they put it together, the Magic, Jamal Mosley's done a great job with that team. He really has. And they were down 0-2, embarrassingly so. And then they came back and put a double hurting on the Cavaliers down in Central Florida. Back in Cleveland tonight, gut tells me we're talking about 8 to 10 point type of victory here. And this one here, I mean, this is the sleeper team. This is the sleeper team. You could say Minnesota in the Western Conference, and I'll listen to your argument. But this team right I'm about to talk about is the Indiana Pacers. And I say they're sleeper because it's like they put the Vulcan death grip on you. They just squeeze the life out of you. I mean, this is just a team. And granted, they're taking full advantage. I mean, the Bucks are just wallowing and limping. I mean, you just feel bad. The Bucks are out there. And they're at a bazooka fight with a squirt gun. They don't have two big premier offensive juggernauts in Lillard and obviously Giannis. So, look, the Bucks, I think they fold up their tent. It's going to be hard. It's in Milwaukee. You hate to go down in front of your folks, but I just think, look, you're gonna see a game. Look, if the only way I could see Milwaukee winning this game tonight would be foul trouble on Indiana, right? I mean, and then the game is a grinder game where you stay in the low 100s, high 90s, low 100s. If this game goes over, you know, 210, 220 combined points, Milwaukee's not winning that game. They're just not. So I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But Bucks Pacers tonight, I think it's just a foregone conclusion that this one's over with. On the ice, you know, we told you. Now we're getting word Austin Matthews is out. So no go for Toronto tonight. They're down 3-1 game in Boston, right? Same scenario. Toronto's got a real tough hill to climb, and I don't think they're going to endure it tonight. Islanders found a way to win game four. They're overmatched here. They are. Now, meantime, Carolina, they want to tighten the leash here. They want to get business tidied up, get things finished off. Meantime, their next round opponent, the Rangers, basking in the glow of a four-game El Sweepo against the Washington Capitals, well-rested, dinged up like everybody else. but getting some extra rest. So Hurricanes obviously want to finish strongly and get this series tidied up and knotted up at 4-1. You know, if there was one team that's down with the quote-unquote commanding deficit, and that is the Winnipeg Jets, down 3-1 to Colorado. This is a team, and we said this before, game one, 7-6. Next game, 7-4, up and down the ice. You just know. But tonight they're looking for a lower scoring game, the quote-unquote experts, and that favors, in my opinion, the Jets. It does. And I could see up in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Jets find a way to win. Can't count them out. Again, Bonus has done a heck of a job with that team. Goaltending, when it's on, it's as good as it gets, but they've been shaky. And Colorado comes at you like what else? An avalanche. They just snipers. They just keep coming at you. And so this will be a very, very difficult spot, but I have a feeling we're talking about a Jets hang on to dear life victory tonight. And then to wrap it up, Saros, the goaltender, Nashville on the road. I thought that game was in Nashville. It is in Vancouver, British Columbia. He'll be the key tonight for the Preds. Again, low scoring game. It should be. And I like the Predators in this one. And again, get this series back to Nashville if they can. They're not there. If they win tonight, obviously they're not done. If they lose tonight, they're obviously done. I state the obvious. But Nashville's starting to trend here with the goaltending behind Saros and company. They can scratch and claw. So really, those out of Winnipeg and Nashville and Vancouver, we might be seeing game six. And if we get a pair of game sixes, we might see both those series maybe to go the distance. And it didn't look like that a couple days ago. It really didn't. I mean, Winnipeg just, you know, I mean, they left you shaking your head. But that is a resilient group. I like Winnipeg, and we shall see about Vancouver as well. So that's where we are right now. Again, injuries, we've seen it. Back to the NBA, Kawhi Leonard not going to play in Game 5. That Clippers-Mavericks series looks like that's going down. Doncic going to play. He's probable. I mean, the injury reports are just unbelievable. I mean, it just, you know, and it's not like they're erring on the side of caution. I mean, these are legit injuries. Porzingis, Boston out. Philadelphia, again, Embiid, no shoot around. Migraine, Bell's palsy. Really difficult situation for him. And, you know, he's gotten a lot of criticism. You know, Embiid's taking a lot of heat. I get it, but you know, that's what you have to do when you're down. This is going to be a scrappy physical series. This is a rivalry, East Coast, kind of a grudge match is what it is. A lot of physicality. We've seen the officials. And they've been in the middle of this series, both, you know, with some, I think, pretty darn good officiating. And then that disaster in game two when Nick Nurse is off the Sixers bench and he couldn't have been, you know, more vocal looking for a timeout. And that was mistake number one. They don't get the timeout. And then number two, then they say, well, not only one foul, but two fouls. So it was, it's a mess. No question about it. Oubre, by the way, they have updated him. Kelly Oubre Jr., he has been updated as probable. So you got to factor that into it, too, because he is, again, one of their scoring options. All right, we'll come back. What we're screaming about, we pretty much detailed it for you. We'll bring it on home here. Take you up to the top of the hour across the country and around the globe on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Keep it here.
Thank you. Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
All right, talking to World of Sports down to home stretch. Yeah, Red Sox Giants. Logan Webb, want to see how he toils in the back bay of Fenway tonight. That would be, believe it or not, with four hockey games, three hoops or whatever, two hoops, I'd be hunkered down at Fenway. I'd have my phone on YouTube TV watching the playoffs, but I want to see Logan Webb pitch in person. Trust me, I was tempted. Haven't been in Boston, I was tempted, but you're going to get back to work, right? So, yeah, Giants, Red Sox tonight. Weather was very, very shaky when I left Logan Airport in the wee hours this morning, so we shall see on that. Look, and I'll say it again. I love that TV crew on TNT. Look, at most of your pre- and post-game shows, a lot of shtick, and granted, they do it. They do it, but there's a chemistry there, and when they get serious about it like they did last night, and starting to preview that Denver Minnesota series, man, I was ready to let's play game one. Let's go. I think they're right. Barkley said it, and I think he's right. Edwards is going to be a beast. They're going to put Aaron Gordon on him, and we'll see what the big cat Carl Anthony Towns does. Minnesota's got some. They've got some talent. This is going to be an interesting series. The defending champions are not getting a cakewalk. They are not. I will go to the bank, right? I'll die on the hill stating the Minnesota Timberwolves are taking Denver right to the hill. Now, whether they can finish it off, we shall see. Hey, by the way, we're bringing back a website, mouthofthemidwest.com. We'll tell you more about that in the days ahead. And you know what? You can take my picks and go the other way like my buddy Bill Kirby does. He loves when I pick games. He really does. He says, keep picking. You're always wrong. So, yeah, we'll keep making money off you. So, there you go. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding work out of you. Jim Lampley tomorrow on the fight game. Dick Girardi on the Derby Thursday. And a couple of things up our sleeve on Friday of the weekend. Adios. Enjoy your evening on Sports Overnight.